Senator Robbie Gallagher, the need for the Minister for Education and Youth to provide an update on the review of the eligibility of drivers over 70 years of age to drive smaller school buses.
And Minister, you're very welcome to the House this afternoon. Over the last number of years, Minister, I have frequently raised the issue around the retirement age of 70-year-olds for bus errand drivers, and today I raise it again, seeking an update. In my opinion, this practice discriminates against people who are capable of providing a valuable service and a much-needed service at that as well. Many people, myself included, feel it's unfair that drivers are not able to continue to drive a bus after their 70th birthday, that is, for bus errand contracts. These people are perfectly fit, are perfectly healthy, and are medically assessed and are licensed to drive a bus, but they cannot do so because bus errands one-size-fits-all policy, which basically means that anybody over 70 years of age or older are considered unfit to drive a bus. This, as I said earlier, in my opinion, is discriminatory and is an ageist policy that needs to be addressed and re-examined. As I said earlier, we have a cohort of people who are fit and well, are medically assessed and are fully licensed, but unfortunately they are prohibited from driving a bus errand school contract because of their age. There's no problem with a 70-year-old driving a school bus in the UK or in different jurisdictions, but it seems to be a problem with us here as far as bus errands are concerned. Many of the people who are doing this work are retired from their full-time occupation, and many of them are happy to drive a school bus. It's not overly taxing in that it's not a 40 or 50-hour a week process. We're talking here about an hour and a half or so in the morning and the same in the afternoon. And it's not 52 weeks in the year. It follows the academic year, so there is a good bit of time off in that regard. And surely the same medical assessment that's carried out by Bus Éireann in relation to a 69-year-old who was then subsequently deemed fit to drive, surely that same procedure could be authorised in relation to a 70-year-old or a 71-year-old. And the ironic part of all of this, as you're well aware, Minister, is that that same 70-year-old or 71-year-old can drive those same school children to a football match 150 miles away and take them home, but yet and all, they're not allowed to take those same children to school in the morning and bring them back home again in the evening. It just doesn't seem to make sense and doesn't seem to be logical. Now, every September, as you're well aware, we have issues here in relation to school transport in that there's a shortage of drivers. And here we have a cohort of people who are willing and able and are fully licensed to do a good job on behalf of the state and provide a valuable service, but are prohibited from doing so. And I've been asking that common sense would be adopted in relation to bus errands, thinking in relation to this matter, like it seems to be in other jurisdictions, but unfortunately it has fallen on deaf ears. Now, I understand, Minister, that during your time you have been instrumental in reviewing the situation as regards large coaches, and I understand that the medical evidence coming back from that, and perhaps you might elaborate on it, was to the effect that perhaps for large vehicles there could be a higher risk. Although, again, the same argument applies in relation to bus errand operated services and private operating services. But surely for smaller vehicles, one would imagine that there would be less of a risk. And surely by allowing those people to do that, as I said, they're providing an invaluable service where we are short on drivers at the moment. And I would hopefully hear from yourself this morning that, because I know you're a common sense minister, that's a get-up-and-do attitude, that this common sense would be extended to Bus Éireann, and that we can have 70-year-olds who are fully fit, who are fully licensed and who want to do the job, to let them to do that valuable service. Cormagus.
Minister, just before you, thanks for coming in. I just wanted to acknowledge and welcome visitors from Wexford and Laois, two groups from Wexford and Laois, with Ciarán Corlett, Verona Murphy and Willie Aird. And you're very welcome. Normally, school-going visitors don't have any homework, but you look like your school days are over, so you just have to suck it up. But thanks, you're very welcome. And Minister, thank you.
Thank you very much, Cathaoirleach Luke, and thank you very much to Senator Robbie Gallagher for raising the issue. And I just go through a few brief points at the first of it. The school transport system is a hugely significant operation run by Bus Éireann on behalf of the Department of Education and Youth. And the retirement age for school bus drivers has been set by Bus Éireann at 70 years of age, which also applies to all school Bus Éireann road passenger services. The policy and criteria also applies to drivers nominated by private operators who operate services on behalf of the school transport scheme, provided they hold the licence and the safety and satisfied the annual medical examination until they retire 70 years of age. There was a commitment given under the programme for government to carry out an independent assessment of the feasibility of removing the exclusion of drivers over 70 years of age from the school transport system. But I and the Department of Education have continued to engage with the Department of Transport and Bus Éireann on this matter. The Road Safety Authority, under the remit of the Department of Transport, committed to a review of the upper age limit as it relates to larger school buses. Their review has been completed. To fully consider all vehicles, Bus Éireann has secured their own independent analysis of the issues in the context of smaller public service vehicles contracted to deliver school transport services under the school transport scheme. As it is a Bus Éireann policy in this instance, the analysis is being considered by Bus Éireann at present, and I and the Department of Education are awaiting the decision. I fully understand the points that you have made in terms of the over 70s, and it is something, I suppose, that has been long discussed, and I know that you have raised it on quite a number of times in Shannon Éireann, and on my appointment last year to the department, it was one issue that we wanted to get clarity on. I suppose the issue we had was the August 2024 report that was there, and then we set out, you know, departmental task force with the Department of Education, the Department of Transport, Bus Éireann and the Education Training Boards of Ireland. And I suppose the aim is that this task force is to work, I suppose, at one and together to identify the factors. And I suppose, you know, if you take the school transport scheme, which is a huge operation on behalf of the state every year, and in, as you would know from your own county, Senator, we have serious challenges in getting drivers and buses for particular routes. So whilst we see the issue in terms of the over 70s, and then the issues in terms of the transport issue that we're facing, I can assure you that I and the Department of Education, together with the Department of Transport and Bus Éireann, are working very much together to try and find a solution to this. It is with the board of Bus Éireann at the moment, and there's ongoing engagement with it. It is a fundamental decision that they have to take, and like the points are always well made in terms, and it would lead us to have a greater cohort of people that are willing to drive school buses. The points you made in relation to they having retired from their main job and they're now in the all of that is extremely valuable, but all of that, of course, I have reflected on very carefully. And I suppose the one thing that I would say is that it is important that we have, we need to bring clarity to this decision as soon as possible on the smaller buses and on the smaller services that have been provided, or smaller vehicles that are providing services to the school transport system. It's something that I will update you and the House on when a decision is made on it. I might refer to another point or two in my closing speech.
Thank you, Minister.
Yeah, Agora Margaret. Tara, Minister, thank you very much for your response. I welcome the fact that the review is complete and that hopefully we're coming near the end game in relation to this. I think we can't lose sight of the common sense approach to all matters, and there is a very common sense approach to this particular issue. Nobody is talking about being reckless here. The individuals 70 years of age and older will have to pass the necessary medicals, will have to have a licence in place, and all of that. And surely, to God, we can find a role for those people that are fit and active and want to play a vital role for society in being able to take young children to school and back in the morning and the evening. And I'm wondering, Minister, I know this has been going on a while, not under your reign, I hasten to add, and I know you're trying to progress this, but When, in your opinion, do you think will we have a decision, hopefully a positive one, in relation to this issue?
There's a number of issues that we're considering as well. The issue is we say somebody who is on the school transport driving a school bus and age, and then the child in 70 during the school year, looking at, is it possible to have them extended out until they're in their 70th year, into the 71, is one issue that we have to look at very carefully. Like if they're driving, from September to June, and in October or in February, they turn 70, is there possibilities that we could extend that in the first instance? But also in terms of the smaller vehicles, a lot of work has gone on, and I think it is safe to say that I meet the school transport people on a weekly basis to make sure that we're up to speed and where the issues are in relation to school transport, and we will be opening the portal shortly again for the September 2026 school year. But it is always an issue that we have, and you have raised it time out of number in Shannon Aaron, and have raised the time out of number with me as well, and I am acutely aware that this would open up possibilities to us. But I would be hoping that we would have a decision sooner rather than later, because it is important that we bring clarity to this decision. I suppose the challenges we have is the previous reports, but we do have a cross department to look at it, and what I will endeavour to do, Senator, is that I will report back to you when we have a decision made.